Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, good day, my fellow baby boomers, and welcome to another day above ground. You know, have you had a good day when you woke up this morning? Did you say, geez, another day I gotta go to work? Well, we want to change that attitude because you should be saying, hey, it's another day above ground. I'm still breathing. And we want to tell you all about baby boomers and what we're thinking and what you can buy us for Christmas. And to do that, I need the help of my baby boomer partners from the great state of Indiana, the man referred to as the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, as they always say, if you're not a liberal when you're 25, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 45, you probably don't have a 401k plan.
Everybody's a liberal till they first see that first tax exemption out of the paycheck. You know, that's what changes it. And joining us from the lovely Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City, please welcome Carolyn Strauss.
Oh, hey, everybody. And I've been seeing elves and Santa. Did you hear that there was a giant Santa-thon in New York City last week? And there were like 1,000 Santas bar hopping around Manhattan getting ready for the holiday season. I thought that was very cute.
A friend of mine does that in Detroit. He has something. It's called Santarchy. And he's been doing it every year for, I did it about 10, 15 years ago. He's been doing it every year for like 20, 30 years. And he rents a whole bunch of buses, and it's quite the thing.
I think they should combine that then with like Dead Elvis Week, which is only coming up in a few weeks, and just have all the Elvis impersonators and the Santa Clauses all at one big festival. Elvis Claus. That would be so cool. Well, one of the questions we get asked is, "Hey, well, you know, what is a baby boomer?" And it's very easy. Baby boomers, we were born between 1946 and 1964, and there are things by which you can tell a person is a baby boomer without knowing when they were born. For instance, if you saw the Beatles live in concert, You are a baby boomer. Did you guys see the Beatles live, either one of you?
I didn't. I'm at the end of the baby boomer generation, so I did not get to see them live, but I think I remember seeing them on TV.
I think I was about 8 years old when they decided that they were never going to tour again.
What year did they break up? Do we have any idea? Do you guys know that?
I don't think they know that.
Okay.
I think they made it official sometime around 1972, but I don't think there's an actual date when they said, you know, we're really not a band anymore.
The Chinese, I believe, call it the Year of the Yoko. And well, here's another thing you can tell you're a baby boomer. If you look around, you're at a meeting or something, and you look around and you're the oldest person in the room. and that's a very frightening thing. That's why I hang out in nursing homes, just so that doesn't happen to me.
I still do the comedy club open mics, and I win that game weekly.
I want to go on a Holland American cruise, so I feel like the youngest person in the room all the time.
Go on that paddle wheel cruise I went on last year. I guarantee, you know, you'll be.
No, at these open mics, I've got jokes older than some of the kids in the room.
I've got kids older than some of the kids in the room.
And I've got clothes older than some of the kids in the room. So we are all good.
And you can tell again you're a baby boomer if you remember air raid drills in school where you, for protection from a nuclear war, you got under your desk. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. They never told us though it was for nuclear war. They always told us it was tornado.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they didn't want to scare us, but you know, when you hear the choppers overhead, you knew something was up.
Which, incidentally, I was thinking the other day is that people don't realize what the tornado sirens were originally installed for.
Please enlighten us. I don't know either.
Air raids. They were air raid sirens.
Oh, okay.
Civil defense. Okay. Yeah, that was what, when you hear the sirens, duck and cover. That was the idea. And then they have all these sirens. They go, you know, we really don't need these anymore. They go, oh, let's start setting them off when we see a tornado.
I'll be darned. Well, I remember back, and I wasn't living here then, but I learned about it later. I think it was 58 when the White Sox won the pennant and Mayor Daley set off the sirens to celebrate and scared the hell out of everybody on the South Side.
That's funny. I had never heard a tornado siren until I moved to Colorado. And I'm driving down the street, I don't know, probably 12 years ago, and I hear these sirens, and they didn't sound like anything I'd ever heard before. And I'm looking around, and people are pulling over and pulling under underpasses. And I'm, what are these people doing? I soon figured it out. But thank goodness it wasn't.
Well,
bad.
You grew up on the
I
East
did,
Coast.
I did, so we didn't have tornadoes.
Yeah, they didn't have tornadoes.
In Boston. In the 60s and 70s, and they probably have them now, you know, due to climate change, but I'm not sure.
They just had sirens in case a Republican ever ran for public office in Massachusetts.
Well, we should be warned.
Yeah, that's the alert they put out when the election's too close.
Exactly.
So we need some more balance.
That's why Dukakis wore an army helmet. Well, if you're baby boomers, you're laughing along with us. If you're not, you're saying, who the hell is Dukakis?
And we don't mean Olympia from Moonstruck.
Well, apparently, too, one of the other things that that we happen to be doing that was not brought up before is apparently baby boomers really don't care about leaving money to their kids. You know, they would much rather have a good time while they're, and I agree with this, I would like to run out of money and breath on the same day. I think that would be, when I hear a person has died penniless, I say, good for them. They accomplished that.
Yeah, but what did their last week look like, right? I need my crystal ball to work in order to get that little plan to work, right? How much do you actually spend? And when, how do you know?
Nurse, can you bring me some ramen noodles?
Well, that'd be a full circle.
Actually, I think a lot of baby boomers are going to have to, their inheritance is going to have to be spent on someone to evict their children from the house.
Yeah, they'll just call like Orkin or somebody. The problem's in the basement. We know that.
Anything down there living, just get them
out. It's the logic.
Just get rid of it.
It's the logic of a reverse mortgage. is that you know that after you die that you're not going to have to worry about evicting the kids.
Well, we lost a celebrity in Hollywood this week. Well, they dropped like flies. But Ken Berry died last week, and Ken was his biggest role, I think, was as Captain Parmenter on F Troop, and then he also was on Mayberry RFD, I think, later on when they were trying to stretch that series beyond its limits.
Yeah, they wanted to keep it going past Andy Griffith.
Yeah, and
it did. In my opinion, it wasn't really that good. Good after Don Knotts left.
Yeah.
So.
The only survivor was Gomer Pyle. He said, oh, I'm going to get my own show. But it made me think about, you know, F Troop. I remember still that song and all of the great sitcoms from the 70s and such all had songs that you remember as opposed to today. I don't know if anybody can tell me the theme song from The Conners or the theme song from Little Sheldon or anything. We know the Big Bang Theory because it was written by a good group, but. The
F Troop, the interestingly enough, the F Troop song was the plot for Dances with Wolves. I mean, basically, wasn't that the plot? Was that someone in the military who was there just because of his heritage accidentally led the troop to victory, and they knew that he didn't deserve it. So the reward was being stuck at a place out in the middle of nowhere where he'd make friends with the wacky Indian tribe.
And your second in command is Larry Storch. I mean,
yeah. Well, there's a name from the past, boy.
But not, and the thing about the old sitcoms is none of them had any basis in reality. Gilligan's Island, you know? You're out for a four-hour tour, you packed enough luggage for a year's cruise. You know, the rich people did that. Gilligan had one T-shirt. I don't know how that, and he lived there.
I love Ginger, right? She had an entire wardrobe of evening dresses for a three-hour tour, by the way. A three-hour
exactly.
tour.
Exactly.
Now that song's in my head, thanks for that.
Actually, F Troop is for me. It came out the same time as Hogan's Heroes, which is kind of funny when you think about it. Is there are two hilarious shows? One was based on a camp in World War II Germany, and the other one was based on eliminating the Indian problem.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, they were all terribly politically incorrect back then. I mean, what do we have? Green Acres. Oh. Well, you know, she didn't want to move on a farm. Well, you're moving on a farm, bitch.
I keep hearing these plots and thinking about them and going, how many female TV executives were there back in the 60s?
Only
my
one.
My favorite episode of F Troop had a guest cameo by Jamie Farr, who everyone remembers in MASH.
Right, right.
Jamie Farr played a character called Stand Up Bull. And basically what he would do is he'd go from teepee to teepee telling jokes. and they're the typical jokes that you would expect, I guess, would be in the if there was an Indian tribe in the Catskills. Their joke. My squaw so fat, when she sit him around teepee, she sit him around teepee.
All right, boys, what was your favorite sitcom from growing up?
I was always partial to My Mother the Car, because with Jerry Van Dyke and Ann Southern as the voice of the car. And I thought, well, here's reality. A woman is reincarnated as an automobile. And, you know, I could believe that.
29 Porter.
My favorite one, I don't know. I always tried to watch the Beverly Hillbillies. I like that. Remember It's About Time?
No.
It's About Time. It's About Space. It's about two guys in a place.
And I remember that theme, but I do not remember watching a single episode of the show, which means to me that it's probably really bad.
It was pretty bad. They were like early time travelers without the use of special effects or computer-generated images, you know? So it was like watching those old sci-fi things where the rockets were attached by strings that you could see, you know?
Okay, I'll have to admit, Bewitched was mine. I always wanted to be able to twitch my nose and make stuff happen. It just...
and I guarantee that Elizabeth Montgomery could twitch your nose and make stuff happen in Hollywood.
She was gorgeous.
Darren was your favorite?
I like original Darren. Darren York, not Darren Sargent. Although it did take me a couple seasons to realize it was a different Darren. That poor thing, that poor actor. He had no idea.
I think what they should have actually explained the change of Darren. I mean, they didn't say anything. It just was, you know, Darren just all of a sudden one season was a different Darren. I think that Endora put a curse on him and turned him into a wasp.
That's funny. Well, they did the same thing on.
It's like, well, since you are going to be around, Irwood, at least I'd like a more presentable husband.
That is genius. That's absolutely genius, Tim. It never occurred to me that they should have done that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, there needed to be something to, you know, There should have been a backstory, I think, too, to Mr. Ed, you know. Which, I mean, all of a sudden, he's just gabbing away. And how did that happen, you know?
Well, I think the backstory to Mr. Ed was that that Wilbur was crazy. Because if you remember, he was the only one that could hear the horse talking.
That's true. That's true.
But wasn't Mr. Ed always on
after My Favorite Martian? I thought maybe Martians put a spell on the horse. I was little. I couldn't figure out that they were different shows.
I kept looking for people with antenna growing out of their head. I figured they must be among us here somewhere. Oh, well, anyhow, that it's good to go back down memory lane and think about that stuff for a while, because there's nothing on TV worth anything anymore. You know, it was as Springsteen did his 500 channels and nothing's on, and there really isn't. I mean, I'm surprised by regular TV. It's all really just garbage. Only good stuff's on cable or Netflix.
It's here's an interesting story. This is fascinating. My sister cut her cable, and my nephew was over visiting, and I got her like a tuner so that she could actually watch over the air broadcasts, and I'm setting it up for her, and my nephew's like really interested. He goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Well, you know, she wants to be able to watch local news and stuff like that, and she doesn't have cable, and I'm setting it up." He goes, "Wait, you can still watch TV over an antenna?" He had no idea that TV stations are still being broadcast, and I don't think his experience is unique. I think if we polled millennials, I think a lot of them would not realize that there are television signals flowing through us right now as we speak. And all it takes is a little device to pull them out of the air.
You just have to show them Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and remember Mike TV, and he went flying through the air in all the different colors and ended up in the little TV screen this big. That's how TV still works.
Yeah. Well, now Mike TV would have to be crammed through the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what time of the year it is. Special effects. This show just goes overboard on special effects.
Oh! Get the reindeer out of the room. I can't see your face, Dale.
That was my big rant this week. People are coming down on "Baby, It's Cold Outside." How about Rudolph the Reindeer? Look at the lyrics. Had a very shiny nose. Body shaming. The reindeer laughed and made fun of him. That's bullying. Wouldn't let him play reindeer games. That's discrimination. I want that song off the air. But it's time, I just needed to spurt that out. It's time to buy Christmas gifts. And, you know, it was easy when you were a kid. What do you want? You just rattle off all kinds of toys and stuff. And now that we're baby boomers, I'm being asked by my daughter and my wife, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. I can't think of anything that I really have a need for right now. So we have to come up with some gifts that baby boomers would really enjoy. And
I actually think here's a little tip for all the baby boomers out there is that you can create a list on Amazon, and you can create like all the stuff that you're like looking at but just can't push that buy button yet. You can make a list of stuff, and that's accessible by anyone. So if you tell everyone that you have a list on Amazon, they can. It's almost like a wedding registry for someone who's not married. And all the stuff that you really want but just don't want to spend the money on, you can put in that list, and you might get it for Christmas.
Wow!
And that's a little hint for all the boomers out there.
There you go.
Amazon lists. Create a list, and
I learned that from a millennial
the other day.
I happened to be sitting next to her and told her about one of my favorite things, which I don't think you guys have ever heard of, which nobody in America has really heard of. It's called a cherry stone pillow. It's actually a pillow made from cherry pits, and that's what they put inside, and it holds heat so perfectly, and you can buy them on Amazon, and you put it in the microwave for 90 seconds, and then when you go to bed, you lay it on your chest or your tummy like an old person. It's like a new age hot water bottle, I guess, but it like warms your whole self, and when you live someplace like Colorado where it's cold, it gets you really warm. But I'm telling this millennial this, and she looked at it, and she's like, "Oh, I'm going to put it on my Christmas list." And I said, "For who? Santa?" And she said, "No, on Amazon." I'm like, I thought she was writing a list to Santa. I didn't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Cherry pits.
It's called I've a never cherry heard stone of that. Pillow. Cherry they use them in Switzerland. The first time I tried it, I was up in the Alps in Switzerland staying at this little B&B, and the woman who we were staying with brought in, when we were going to sleep, brought in this cherry stone pillow all heated up from her oven. You know, they've got these big brick ovens in the middle of the house to heat up the whole house, and they put these...
Yeah, they don't have microwaves
either.
And
they put this pillow in there and brought it in. I have never been so warm and toasty and comfortable in my life. And it was freezing there. So I went and got myself one, and now it's my favorite thing to recommend to people. Cherry stone pillow.
Well, there
you go. Usually though, I want a pillow that isn't warm.
Yeah, me too.
I wish someone could invent an air-conditioned pillow that stays cool all night.
Yeah, I agree. Because and even especially too in the summer, you know, where you're just constantly looking for the cold side of the pillow to lay on.
You can put it in the freezer and it gets cold too. It's magic. It's just this magic thing. Anyway, maybe they'll become a sponsor, Cherry Stone Pillows, because it's a thing we should bring to this country.
Well, I'm gonna start eating cherries and saving them and make my own. We'll see what happens. That'll be great. But, you know, there's a lot of things you can get for baby boomers. One of the things, I'm going to put this on my list. It's a hat. It's a baseball cap. And it says, God creates baby boomers. God destroys baby boomers. God creates millennials. Millennials destroy God. Millennials eat baby boomers. Baby boomers eat millennials. Gen X inherits the earth. And I love that. But I was trying to think of some things that, you know, maybe we could you found something else, Carolyn, a vertical turntable, which was cool.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you still have record albums?
Oh, absolutely. I still have a turntable.
I don't have my turntable anymore. I got rid of it years ago when I moved, I think, from New York to Colorado. And I still have all these albums. Yes.
But kept your records? You kept your records, but
yes,
threw away the turntable. Good job.
So talking like a baby boomer, my records mean something to me. Do you know how hard I had to babysit to earn enough money to buy my Partridge Family album, the original, which I still have? Come on.
You can hang that up for Christmas, be a partridge in a pear tree.
That's funny.
But I saw another T-shirt too, and it says, "Nobody, I'm a certified old geezer. Nobody listens to me until I fart." I'd wear that, you know.
Kind of like a tornado siren, isn't it?
Exactly.
Get out of the room, Grandpa. Just issued a warning.
Get on the floor.
Duck and cover.
Well, so we found this list of all of these gifts for boomers. And one of the things I noticed is about 6 or 7 of the pieces on the list are coloring books. Adult coloring books. It's
adult
a big
coloring
thing
books,
because people are so stressed out. Apparently, it's supposed to make you very zen and calm to color. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. No. I think there's probably a time when I'm going to enjoy coloring again. But at that time, all I'll be eating is oatmeal, and bingo night will be a highlight.
Where you can wear your slippers in public.
what I noticed about the list that you provided, Carolyn, is that a lot of the items were planters and cocktail kits.
Well, yeah.
Which kind of says what boomers are doing with their spare time. And it's probably no coincidence that they're growing plants and drinking.
That they like a lot.
Which is probably the reason why the third most popular item on that list was key holders.
Where are my damn keys?
Because after you've enjoyed the plant you grew and the cocktail you've made,
go for a ride.
I have no idea where I put those keys.
Well, I've got a couple ideas on how you can take current gifts and adapt them for baby boomers. I take a multivitamin every day, and I have found that this pill is pretty much the same size as a Pez candy. So I put them in my Pez dispenser. Every day, I pull back Mickey's head, and he spits out a vitamin pill for me. And if you young kids are trying to think about what to make for grandma or grandpa for Christmas, I would suggest a Lego walker. You have to get a lot of the plastic tiles, but you could make them into a very functional walker for grandpa or grandma, and they will absolutely love it, you know, along with the Christmas drool cup that you give them. But the one idea, and we'll close with this, the one idea I had I thought would be perfect for all baby boomers. It's not out there. I just came up with the idea, but it can't be too hard to create. Bathroom in a bag. You've always got it with you in case you need to use the bathroom. So it's like, you know, it'd be the size of one of those portable chairs that fits in the bag. And you just open it up, and there you got a toilet.
I can't laugh at that. I just can't.
Anyhow, my friends, you can see what this show is about. We're just glad to be above ground. We're happy to be alive, and we hope that you are too. And we hope that you join us every week and tell your friends to join us too. But for right now, let's say goodbye to the folks. Tim, anything coming up?
No. Just check out my website, timslegal.com.
Okay, Carolyn?
It is Christmas shopping. We're 2 weeks away, so get in your car. Go somewhere and support a local retail establishment, please. I don't want to have to do all my shopping for the rest of my life on my computer. I like people.
Yeah, and Amazon doesn't
exactly
yet deliver cocktails. So that's why I go out. And I invite you to visit DaleIrvin.com, where you can sign up for the Friday Funnies for free. I'll give you a recap of the weird stories of the news every Friday, absolutely free. But now, time for you to get out and do your shopping, start preparing for Christmas. We will be back next week. And remember, every day you get up is another day above ground. See you next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.